Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Brian, thank you very much. Now, in recent months, retailers have gone public on the huge toll that shoplifting is having on their businesses. One Limerick retailer says €100 worth of chicken fillet rolls are stolen every week from his two city centre shops. Shane Gleeson is owner of Gleeson's Group, a family business which runs five Spar shops in the city. And Shane is on the line. Hello, Shane.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. Now, you're in the Irish Independent today. You say you're losing €80,000 every year to shoplifters. But can we go back to that chicken fillet roll, which grabbed the headlines this morning? How are people stealing those?
Our most frequent form is people come in, get three or four items, and one or two is secreted on their person. And then they come up and pay for one or two, having stolen the other parts. That's a frequent occurrence.
And it's hard to catch them, is it, to doing that?
It's very hard to catch them. Normally they're quite good at it. They've had plenty of practice. And you have to be very careful not to accuse somebody in the wrong because you're afraid of defamation cases and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So generally you try and establish to catch them the next day.
Yeah.
We put in a brand new system. So
right.
And the item sold to the deli is recorded directly to the tills. And then as you sell it from the tills, it's knocked off. So you know exactly which items are robbed and you know exactly which person has robbed them. So it's good so that you can identify people.
And can you not have the people pay for the deli produce at the deli counter? Is that something that you can't do?
We haven't done it to date. It would involve major refits to the shops to put tills along the deli counters. But actually, it is something we are considering.
Mm-hmm.
The problem has just gone too large to be ignored. So we have to do something.
Right. And what other sort of products then are being taken from your shops?
Very frequently, it would be minerals or sweets or some people go back and rob yogurt type drinks and they'd be dropped into pockets and then they try and head out the door. Sometimes they'll come up and pay for one item and having robbed two or three more as well.
Right.
That's a common feature we're seeing now.
And like the items you're describing there, I mean, who's taking them? Because, I mean, you go through them there, you said chocolate, yogurt drinks, fizzy drinks. Are they children?
Primarily, there are people with addiction issues. They would be primarily adults. I would say mostly from 20 to 30 would be the age group. And they can be very aggressive when we try and stop them. We've had numerous assaults and, you know, you have lots of issues. So you have to be very careful who approaches them and who's capable of approaching them. We've several people who try and come in 8-9 times a day and are kicked out 8 or 9 times a day who just try and rob and steal every day.
Mm-hmm.
Those people don't hide their identities. They don't care. They know there's no consequences if they're charged in courts. There's nowhere to put them. And the system would describe them as petty criminals, but it doesn't feel like that to us.
At a minimum, though, they will be charged with an offence and there will be a sentence. So there are consequences. You're saying they don't really care about those consequences.
We're not really seeing consequences for this level of theft. They are charged, certainly, and they are arrested and they are brought before the courts. But there seems to be a dire shortage of prison spaces, so there's nowhere for them to go. So even if, like, one of my most recent guys, the one reported in the paper that's convicted and in jail, he had 130-odd previous convictions before he did mine. So, you know, it doesn't seem to be an issue to be brought to the court and to be convicted. It doesn't seem to be a deterrent in any way.
Right. Now, I know last March you had a man who was sentenced to 3 years in jail for 2 raids on your shop and the store in that instance was smashed. How much damage did that cause in terms of cost to you?
It's cost me a total of 40,000. He actually hit us 3 times and he got tobacco each time, windows smashed each time, tills damaged, store fixtures destroyed. So obviously I've had insurance issues since and we've had to install shutters into the shop as well. So the costs were quite extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he got pennies for the tobacco he sold.
Just one other question before we finish. 'Cause I would imagine, given what you've described, that it's hard, is it, to retain staff in those circumstances?
Well, we're very lucky. We have a core staff we have 2 city centre shops that are in the same situation and we have a core staff in those shops that are very capable of dealing with these people. They've had a lot of practice. It could be 8 or 9 incidences a day. every day, and they're very good and very professional at it now.
All right. Well, Shane.
Too much practice, really.
Too much practice, I'm sure you'd say. Well, Shane, thanks very much for talking to us. Shane Gleeson is owner of Gleeson's Group, which runs 5 spa shops in Limerick City. Coming up next, we'll have Dr. Shane Bergen.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.